Good morning. We're Tzimei Chayadam Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Gimel, Siman Chaf Hei. This is Hashem. This is the 97th shir in our Shabbos series. The 100th shir is coming up, and we're looking for a sponsor for the 100th shir. If you're interested in sponsoring, please contact Shiurim at thedvaralocha.com. The Chayadam says, in Siman Chaf Hei, the discusses the scenario where the person owns an animal. Now, when the person owns an animal together with a non-Jew b'shutus, we have a problem. The Torah says that a person's animal has to rest on Shabbos, that the mitzvah say of Shvisas Behemtoi, and there's an isser of malacha with an animal. That even if you're not doing the malacha yourself, the animal has to be shoves. So if it's your animal, you make sure that it's Shabbos, but if you share it with a non-Jew, and the non-Jew wants to work with it on Shabbos, he's working with the Jew's animal on Shabbos, and that's going to be a problem, because part of the animal belongs to the Jew. So Yisrael Menachu Sheishlem Behemim B'Shutvus, Yazo Yisrael Ezenochri Shlolasas B'Malacha B'Shabbos. So the Jew has to inform the non-Jew that he's not allowed to use the animal on Shabbos for work, he cannot do work with it on Shabbos. And V'Miyavar V'Yasa, the Jew tells the non-Jew, if the non-Jew does not listen to what the Jew has said and ignores that and does malach with the animal in Shabbos, what's going to happen is he's going to have full responsibility for the whole animal, even the Jewish part, even the Jew's part, even if an oinus happens. So the reason why he's going to be responsible even for oinsim is because he's taking over ownership of the animal at this point in time. So he takes over ownership of the animal if onus happens. The owner owns an animal and onus happens. He has to bear the responsibility. So basically, the Jew is transferring the ownership to the non-Jew, even of onsim. And they should draw up this document, not in a Bezdin, but in a non-Jewish court, to make this very clear, and to mefarsim adavar, to publicize the matter that this is the arrangement. He's telling him that he's taking over all responsibilities. He's transferring ownership on Shabbos to the non-Jews. Therefore, it's not the Jewish animal which is being used on Shabbos. And therefore, the Jew is circumventing this problem by transferring the ownership of the animal on Shabbos to the non-Jew. The non-Jew gets the Now, Mishnah Berurah says that really what it's preferable that a person should go through an actual Maisa Kinyan and be maknet to the non-Jew, as opposed to just making this arrangement that he's telling him that he's going to be chayiv and documenting it. But he's going to actually make a Kinyan and be maknet the animal that comes Shabbos, the animal does not belong to the Jew. So the next question which he deals with is, let's say the case is not a case of an animal which is b'shutvus, but an animal which is solely owned by the Jew. The non-Jew wants to rent the animal, so we have the same problem that if the non-Jew rents the animal, here we have a situation where the animal belongs to a Jew, and the non-Jew is doing work with it on Shabbos. And therefore, even if it's on the first day of the week, he rents it out to him for this period of time, which includes Shabbos. We have to assume that there's a good chance that the non-Jew will do malacha with this animal on Shabbos. Now, an animal which is not generally used for malacha, this is not a concern. The animal which is used as a pet, or even a chicken which lays eggs, you're not doing malacha with it. A sheep which grows fleece, you're not doing malacha with it. It just grows. But an animal which is used for work purposes, so that's where you have this concern that you can't rent it out. So how are you going to make a rental which will work, which will allow the Jew to rent it to the non-Jew for Shabbos? He says he's going to talk about it later on in Klal Nun Zayin. But then Klal Nun Ches. And the last scenario is a person who's traveling Arab Shabbos. It's late, and the sun he has not reached a inhabited place. He's traveling together with him, with an animal. Animal is carrying a pack. Animal is carrying items for him. The malacha of carrying is malacha of hitzah. And not, the animal cannot do that malacha either. So we picture an animal doing work. We sort of picture the animal straining at a yoke. The animal can't do work means the animal cannot do any one of the lama test malachas for the Jew. So if the animal is going to continue carrying this pack on its back, that's going to be potentially a problem. So on the other hand, if he just drops everything off before Shabbos, he's losing all those items. And so Chazal recognized that people would be very, it's person's possessions, his money, etc. Person will have a difficult time accepting that and he might end up doing something inappropriate. So we need to find some type of a leniency to allow him to continue. And that's a discussion later on in Misha Hikshul Abederich, how to deal with that. This is also relevant. That's the source of the halachas that a person realizes that they personally are carrying something on Shabbos outside of an Erev. They really find something in their pocket, or they didn't realize the area was down, and they're informed that the area was down, or they have something in their pocket, or they're holding something in their hand, or they're pushing a baby stroller. All those scenarios do play out. The source of that discussion is that klal later on, which deals with a person who's traveling Erev Shabbos, and nightfall comes. Okay, so that is the points that the Chayyim touches on in regards to behemoth. So really, we do need to discuss an animal more. He leaves us, pushes that off, that discussion, all the way down to Cloud and Zion. And meanwhile, have a good day.